Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue and Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I really hope you guys can hear me out there. Happy Monday, everybody. Today's Veterans Day. Yes, I just want to like say thank you to all of my my fellow soldiers who have served. For those who are thinking about serving, go ahead and do it. It's a good way to honor your country and all of that, and all of that. Thank you for your service out there. Welcome to the Monday Morning Charge with Mark Anthony. This is my third time doing this, and each and every time that I'm in the queue waiting to actually come on and say good morning, it's just, it always seems to be a little glitch, but it's okay. We're here, so praise God. I got to say, what a wonderful day. It's, the weather is warm outside. Well, anyway, I'm still walking around in shorts because I refuse to let summer go, but that's just me. So I just want to go to the throne of grace. Just thank our Lord and Savior for everything that he has done for us and the things that he will do for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise and we give you glory. It says in your word, let everything that has breath give you praise, Father. And we just give you praise this morning. And Father God, we just thank you that once again you've given us another 24 hours, Lord, for us to go out into this world, Father God, and to bring that news, the good news of the gospel, that today is the day of salvation, that if they hear this message, Lord, let them not turn their heart back to the darkness, Lord, but to help them to make that step towards you, Lord. And Father God, I pray for each and every one of your listeners, Father God, in the local body, Father God, in the national body, and in the international body. I pray for all of them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, Lord, and we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This weekend, it was a fantastic weekend. I'm taking a class at the moment to get my insurance license. And one of the students in the class with me, he's actually, we were just talking back and forth about music, this, that, and the other thing. And then lo and behold, my favorite subject comes up: God, the universe, and everything, but especially God. And then he just started to ask me questions. He's like, so are you a religious person? I was just like, well, yeah, but what do you mean by that? So you go to church and all that, right? I'm like, yes, I do. And so is the message good? I'm sitting back and I'm just going like this. Oh, I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. This is something that I couldn't have put together. So, I mean, we sat there for like about a good 20 minutes in traffic, just talking back and forth. You know, I understand that he tells me he goes to a Catholic church himself. He's not saved. You know, he just goes there and sits down. He says that nobody bothers him. You know, I ask him, does he read the Bible? He says, you know, I can't read the Bible because, you know, the language of the Bible. And when he said that, I said to him, so I take it you're reading the King James Version. He's like, yeah, I just don't get it. You know, it's just not making any sense to me. So I kind of explained to him that, you know, the Bible, you know, with King James, that was like his version that he wrote. All right. Well, anyway, not him, but anyway, his people in his court that they wrote for him. But I said, the best thing to do is go to a bookstore, you know, browse through the thousands of Bible that they have there and find a translation, you know, where you feel more comfortable with, like that's in modern English, all right? And you take it from there. But I said, since the King James is so close to the original language that which the Bible was translated from, it's best to have one so you can use it as a reference. You know, I got to give King James his props. I really do. But, you know, me, myself, I read my personal copy is, you know, the New King James. That's what I prefer. But the overall thing, as the conversation kept on going, and we were talking, it just became very apparent of one thing. This man does not believe that he's a sinner. He does not believe that, you know, life is as it is, and when you live, you live, and when you die, you die, and that's really about it. I'm not knocking on the Catholic Church or anything like that, but I'm just wondering how in the world could somebody be sitting, you know, in a church and not understand where they are, where their relationship is with God. And to take it one step back, where their relationship is with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the question was, the question that he asked me, I asked him, I said, who do you say that Jesus is? He says, well, you know, he's the Son of God, and he came down and he died on the cross for everybody. So I'm here thinking in my mind, oh my goodness, this guy, he is a believer. He knows the word. But what it sounds like to me, it's rhetoric. You know, we've heard this message preached so many times before. It's just like after a little while, you know, they start believing it. Because it says, as long as you keep telling yourself a lie or telling yourself anything, as they say, whatever a man thinks, okay, you know, whatever a man thinks and believes he can achieve. So if he thinks that he's a saved person and starts listening to the messages and start doing what we did back in the religious system, all of those things, mantras that we constantly say to each other, of course they're probably going to believe into it, but never once actually believing that they themselves need a savior. And so I was sitting there and I was stunned. I mean, it's not too far. You can go in traffic, but this one is like creeping like about an inch a minute. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him. I'm just like, so I said, are you baptized? He's like, well, no, you know, I was, when I was a baby, they, you know, put some water on me and stuff like that. But, you know, so you weren't immersed into water. No. So basically I'm realizing that this friend that's in the class with me, you know, I'm going to get to know him, you know, and I'm going to have to, when I say have to, and I mean this in the best way possible, I am going to do my endeavor best to make sure that, you know, how if we never see each other again, that he completely understands the gospel. I mean, I believe I went through it with him. I sat down, we sat there, I explained why Jesus came. I explained why he was on the cross. I explained that he was born of a virgin. I explained all of that. But it just didn't seem to fit. It didn't seem to click. And I look back at myself, all right, because I know it's the Holy Spirit who does his job, and it's Jesus who saves. Me, I'm just a messenger. I understand all of that. I understand all of that. But then I'm thinking about myself, and I'm thinking that just maybe, you know what, I am not right. You know, I am not right with the message. Maybe there's something that I'm overlooking, and I have to go back and look at myself to make sure that, you know, I'm, you know, crossing my T's and dotting all my I's and going back. You know what, and I was thinking about it earlier as I was sitting down waiting for the broadcast to come, and I'm saying that the one thing that I used to do that I had stopped doing whenever I would run into people like this, you know, suspects, prospects, and eventually get them to become saved, you know, I would write their names down in a book, and I would pray for these people. I would pray for them, and I'm sorry to say this, but I think that's where it is. I have the message, and I believe that the message is hollow. There's no power that's left in it, you know. And the reason why I'm saying this, all right, the reason why I'm saying it, it's kind of watching. My favorite movie out there is The Fifth Element. I just really, really like that movie. All right, just about everything about it. I pretty much know all the lines in the movie. Everything's in it. Right. And so when I watch it, I'm not really watching it anymore, you know, because I've watched it so many times. And I believe that I have witnessed so many people that I believe that just maybe that I have lost something. And I believe it's the prayer, the preparation for the day to go out. You know, I remember when I was living in Norway, how our pastor, every single day I was in church, praying for at least an hour to 2 hours for the people that were lost, people that were, you know, that were all, that was all around, everywhere. And then, you know, and to walk out of that church, I felt empowered. I cannot tell you the last time that I've actually felt that way. And I'm thinking that this is where I have fallen short, you know, because the overall thing is that I know that we need to examine ourselves to make sure that we're still in the faith. It's very important, because I don't want to run out there anymore without with a message that's not going to do anything for anyone. What's the point? I mean, some of you may think I'm being a little hard on myself. That's great, thanks, but that's not where it is. As I said, today is Veterans Day. All right, today we honor, you know, the people who have served in a foreign war. You know, served in a war and you know, I made it back. And today's like their day, okay? I wonder what it's going to be like when we get to heaven, right? When we finally do that crossover and everything is put back into place and we're standing before the Lord. You know what? I don't want any crowns to be taken away from me. I don't want anything that the Lord has for me. I don't want any of that to be taken away. And we always say that there's a spiritual war that's going on. We say it figuratively, but there is really a war that's going on around us. And the overall thing is that are we truly prepared? Are we putting on the armor every single day? Are we, you know, and these are the questions that I'm asking myself. Am I really doing this? So when an opportunity like that presents itself in front of me, I don't squander it. I felt seriously that although I felt I answered all the questions and I didn't, you know, in a sense, you know, throw up Jesus on him, you know, I just kind of looking back and I'm like, you know, what could I have done differently? And I'm just thinking to myself, you know what? You need to spend more time in prayer, personally. I need to spend more time in prayer. And so as I was sitting down, I just realized one thing. You know, Jesus, when you read anywhere in the gospel, he always talks about him going off someplace, you know, to pray, to talk to the Father, to be in communion with the Father, you know, and it's, and sometimes I'm just like, wondering, why is he praying to himself, you know, I'm not even confused about that, you know, when I was younger, yeah, but now we need his spirit to walk with us, we need his power, we need his strength, we need his discernment to be with us, because a lot of times, I mean, I get excited whenever I start to talk about the Lord to people. I get excited. But I guess what I'm seeing right now is that I'm missing that one element, which is the most important part. I need that time with the Father. I need that time personally with him. You know, because this morning as I sat down, you know, I was looking at the scripture, 1 John 4:7 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." You know, and this is what I wanted to talk about, you know, about evangelism. Because you've got to have a love for, first of all, have a love for God and the work that his son came here and started, and which we, so many of our, the apostles and prophets that came before us, which they went out with a vengeance to let people know, you know, what is going on, that they need to repent, you know, and turn from their sin, and because the kingdom of God is at hand. You know, there is a love for God, and there also needs to be a love for man that's out there. And when you look at the whole thing, you know, how is it can you say that you love God, you know, you love your fellow man out there when there is no time being spent with him? And, you know, I almost feel like this, what all that I'm saying out there to you is specifically coming right back to me, you know. And Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for it because I knew sooner or later, you know, as I got further into this radio program, there is going to be a moment where, you know, you're going to have to face yourself and stop pretending to do something, but to actually do it. Because think about it. We have the cure. We have the cure for death. We have this. And this is a very serious issue that we're taking. And because the overall thing is when you look at the people that are out there in the world, they don't believe in any way, shape, or form that they're living an unrighteous life. They're just doing what everybody else out there is doing. You know? And then the sad part about it too, sometimes they look at the church. Well, no, they look at the church, all right, with a fine-tooth comb, and they kind of realize that the church is no different from the world that's out there. So where are we? What makes us so different? I know that we are the called out ones, the ecclesia, you know, God's special people, the holy nation. This is who we are. And when we examine and look at our lives, I mean, is there anything that we're doing that says, you know, that we love God, that we are following his commandments, that we're doing the things? Now, here's the thing. Now, if you know you're out there doing it, you know, all your, you're crossing your T's, dotting your I's, and you just, you know, just marking time and marching and doing what you need to do, that's perfect. This is not for you. All I can see, all I can say to you is drive on. Keep doing what you're doing. But for the rest of us, you know, we know the time is short. We see this, we see evidence of this every single day in the news. Rumors of war, you know, and rumors of wars, everything, nation rising against nation and all of that. Not here to predict any time. I'm not here to predict. But we see the things, the storms happening here and there. We know that things are getting worse. We know this. And the thing is, we keep playing and keep pretending that we're living the life and doing the thing. We can't be hyphenated Christians. We can't be. We can't be hyphenated kingdom citizens. We're in a process right now where we found out that we have the final message, all right? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all right? God's royal rule. We must be submitted to this. And it's like, you see, like 1 Corinthians 8:3, it says, but the man who loves God is known by God. You know, and it all fits with coming back to the love. You know, coming back to the love. You know God. He knows you. You understand the purpose of why his son came. And this is the message that we need to get out there. You know, it's like we don't need any more rules. There's so many rules that are going out there, running around trying to get a good understanding of like what we're doing. But it all comes back to what John says. It says, a new commandment I give to you: love one another as I've loved you. So you must love one another. And first thing, we must love God, because if we love God, then we understand this. Then we understand the parable of the prodigal son. You know, we understand that there's so many that are out there that need to come into the fold, that need to come back in. And he's sending us out there to go and get these people. And we really need to take this thing seriously, because you know what? It's a very frightening and sobering thought to think about it, that when you die, that's it. It's done. It's over. You can't do anything more. Life goes on. You know, think about all the people that you didn't talk to. It's like the assignment which was given to you. Did you do it to the best of your ability? Will you stand up on, I keep coming back to Veterans Day, will you stand up, you know, to be honored for the work that you've done? Will we? This is the question that we need to ask ourselves. Because we know, as I said, that we keep churching it. You know, we know the music. You know, we know all of the things that we can to to play the part in church on Sunday, but on Monday morning when we wake up, you know, we put on our clothes and we get in our car and we're driving off to the job, you know, does the world know that we're different? Because remember, if we're not having some sort of adversity in our life, and I'm not talking about paying bills and all that, I mean with the people that we're coming in encounter with, you know, it's like, are we being, you know, are we challenging the world that's around us? Or are we letting the world challenge us? You know, are we setting the temperature that's out there? Or are we letting the world out there dictate us how to live? God has already made it very clear. You know, He's made it very clear to us what we need to do and what we ought to do. We cannot be afraid of their faces. God is for you. Who can possibly be against you? You know, I say all of this, but I look back at myself, and I just realize that, you know, the easiest thing to actually do in this walk is to actually get on my knees and pray. Pray. This is where my strength comes from, because we know that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're not carnal. Get some me time in there. You need to get some me time. I need to get some me time in there. As I said, you know what? I'm thankful that, you know, next weekend I'm going to have the opportunity for another 2 days to be with to talk with this young man, kind of bring things back up again, you know, and do. But I definitely know that, yes, he's going to be the first name that I'm going to put down on my list. All right? Start praying for it. Because as I said, that we run into people all the time. You know, we always, and I know one thing we always like to do, it's like, I'll pray for you. My stepfather taught me this one thing. He says, you know what, when you say you're going to pray for somebody, if I were you, he said, I would do it then and there. Because the moment that you walk away from that person, okay, you've got about 50 million things that you need to do. And if by chance you remember that person, it's probably going to be too late. You're probably going to be in your bed sleeping. So if somebody says, pray for me, do it then and there. Do it then. You know, but the overall thing is that reason why I say that, because I mean there's a sense of urgency that's out there. All right. Nobody knows when the Lord's coming back. All right. And if he tarries, we have one more day. All right. We have one more day. But today, you know, it's just it's kind of like a new year for me. You know, the resolution. I'm going to make my list. I'm going to carry it with me. I'm going to be praying for these people. Seriously, I'm going to be praying for them, because I just want, when I finally do meet my Maker, all right, I just hear from Him, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear that you didn't do this, you didn't do that, and whatever, and everything that He has for me, I want it. I want it. I don't want anything to be taken away. I don't. It's just, Is it the competitor in me? I don't know necessarily if it's that, but I'm waking up now. I'm waking up now to what's happening around me. You know, and I'm very thankful that for the church that I'm in, you know, this kingdom message, you know, I know and I feel that, you know, I have a purpose, you know, and I'm walking in that direction that I'm supposed to. And the overall thing is that it's just that love that we need to have for each other, because we have it for God, and then we have it for each other, you know, with respect, humbly I come before you, and I say to you, my brothers and sisters out there, you know, if you're not praying, start. I mean, you know, the Bible breaks it down for us very simple, you know, very simple, how to go about it, you know, and pray right, you know, don't pray amiss. That way the words come out of your mouth and they're just being blocked by the ceiling. Let it get up there, you know. Fasting, you know, it's important. It's important because sometimes, you know, just every once in a while, turn your plate down. You know, let the Lord know that, yeah, I'm giving this up just because I want this walk, want to get this walk right with you, you know. Trust me, it's like the food's there. We're not going to run out of it. We're not going to run out of it. We're just to deny the body every so often, just so you can get that closer walk with God, so that when you get in front of an unbelieving person. They can look at you and they can say, you know what? There is something different about you. What is it? What is it? I mean, I had that opportunity and I didn't, and I just felt that I just didn't do it right. I just didn't do it right. But you know what? I have today. I have today. And so I'm thanking the Lord for it. I'm thanking the Lord for it, that I have another opportunity to go out there and to make this and to get this walk right. You know, it's because we realize, seriously, there's two kingdoms that's out there, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. We have chosen, all right, to be, to walk in the kingdom of light. And we realize that the kingdom of darkness, it's out there. And what we have to do, as Pastor Lex said, stay, you know, to live, to make the devil pay. Go snatch somebody out of that darkness. Go and snatch somebody out there. You know, bring the love of the Lord with you. Bring the love of the Lord with you. Oh. My God. My God. My God. Just. I accept the responsibility today. I accept the assignment which is given to me by the Great Commission. And I accept the authority which the Lord Jesus Christ has bestowed on myself and each one of us. So I guess when we're out there today, walking around, listening to the different conversations that people are having, you know, whichever place we find ourselves, all I can say, just remember who you are. You are a holy nation. A holy nation. God's special people. We're called off to a mission to go and rescue and talk to these people that are in darkness. We have to do it in love. So, once again, my name is Mark Anthony. I'm going to be signing off with you. And just remember, you know, they always say, you know, come to Christ and live or continue breathing to death. That's the way I look at it. God bless, and you take care. We'll talk again next Monday.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Well, good morning. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Dr. Leonard Robinson, and I want to thank you for listening to Brother Mark Anthony Masters. He will be with us every Monday morning at the same time on this same program, and I'm certain that you'll be encouraged to do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. Don't just be a receiver of the word, but be one who's also a doer of the word. Each and every one of us have been called to the Great Commission, and that is to preach the kingdom and Christ, that man, through our testimony, would be reconciled back to God. It's your responsibility, it's my responsibility, and it's programs like Mark Anthony's that help keep us reminded of the assignment God gave us so long ago. God bless you. Join us again. Come back tomorrow when we return to rediscovering Jesus in the Gospels. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear you. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you.
we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell.